Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 9, Letter Number 2845. Baruch Hashem, the third day of Menachem of Tosh in Yidal, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing the Rebbe Goyen, and we've had many letters to him, and I'm willing to sort of wager that he probably has the most letters, if taking all together, up till now. I'm not saying throughout, but so far, you know, I can offhand think maybe 25 times the Rebbe has written to him.
Ephraim
Eliezer Yichya Koin Yolis. Rabbi Yolis, you know, the rabbi from Philadelphia. That's right. Shalom Abracha. But the Rebbe has many letters to him. The Rebbe says, I want to hereby confirm receiving your letter Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, of the portion Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are the journeys of the Bnei Yisrael. That's the parsha they read. But the Rebbe says, "Acha'evim esayardin el eretz Canaan." That ends up with going over till you're going to the Jordan eretz Canaan. So he asked the Rebbe, I guess, to give him a time. He wanted to meet. He was asking for an appointment, so that the Rebbe should set up a time for his daughter and her chassan to come and meet the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is saying, based on the saying of our sages, the Rebbe quotes to him from the Magen Avraham, from the Halacha, that it's best to do it in the month of Rachamim, that's the month of Elul. So this was talking about the third of Av, the Rebbe Elul. And the exact date, the Rebbe said, the best thing is, you know, work it out with the secretary, you know, to figure out which day. And the Rebbe blesses him for Hasidic naches from all matters. So, in the bottom over here, there is the Rebbe quotes over here. What the Rebbe is telling him to push it off to the month of mercy, which is the month of Elul. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the third time to Hashem and got the second luchas. Hashem told him that he forgave them. It's called the month of Rachamim. So the Rebbe brings out, there is a debate, the Korban Nesanel and Tainis. So the Rebbe still says it's better to do it in the month of Elul. I think what the Rebbe is talking over there, that it's only because I know this from another letter of the Rebbe, that only up till Tisha B'Av is like a sad time. Once you get after Tisha B'Av, maybe from the Rebbe Sicha, actually. So the Korban Nesanel says after Tisha B'Av, it's already like over the sad time. So why am I pushing off till Elul when we can do it during and then it wouldn't apply based on the Zohar over there also. So the Rebbe says easiest is Elul, best, because Miyos Toiv, it's always better to do better. So while it's okay to do it perhaps on Av, but it's better to do an Elul. The Rebbe also has another discussion over here about the Zohar over there. But there was a further point that he asked the Rebbe in Likutei Torah over there, that he starts off with Oyed Ein Sof. This is in the Kabbalah, the light of the infinite, and then he goes on to the Kav that comes from the infinite. And the Rebbe answers that, but it's a little bit more than we'll get involved. So we'll leave it over here. But the Rebbe responds to a question that he had from the Likutei Torah.